A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 12th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about mental health.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about mental health.
World Mental Health Day is observed every year on October 10th with the aim of raising awareness about mental health issues and mastering efforts across the world in support of those affected.
The theme for World Mental Health Day 2015 is Dignity in Mental Health. This year, the World Health Organization emphasized on human rights-oriented policies and training of healthcare professionals so that they attend to people living with mental illnesses with a lot more respect.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Gibbs, nasi tungue tichitarisa nezvevanhu vanorarama nezvirwere zvepfungwa nemusi mugovera rangaririzwa raicherechedzwa vanhu ivava vanorarama nezvirwere zvepfungwa uye United Nations iri kuti iyo iri kuda kuti iro gore rinoira 2015 vanhu ava vanga vachikwanisawo kuti vanga vachipiwa kodzero dzavo dzakakwana vasabatwe neserwe ruoko uye parodo kuti padzidziswewo vanhu nezvekuti vangashande sei nevanhu ivava vanenge vachirarama nezvirwere zvepfungwa Gibbs.
Ivakambe zvirukandava lingachona njani lapi kona kona ngapo ngemakaya setembo kuti beli lempela vhiki enhle kakhulu. Yes, yabona kuti ke ngomgqibelo kade kulelanga leli okuthiwa iWorld Health Mental Day. So ilanga leli kuti ukhangelwane lomkhuhlane walaba abagula ingqondo. Yes, yakwazi ukuthi iUnited Nations iya kuqalathekisa kakhulu ukuthi ilanga leli linanzwe njalo lamanye amazwe akunanza sibile kakhulu. So ke lo nyaka ke isihloko sendaba ke besithi dignity in mental health. Lapha bakhuluma ngokuthi nxa umuntu egula ingqondo kumele ahlonitshwe njalo ukuze angene ebantwini azizwe engumuntu laye. So ngakho ke nxa umuntu egula ke umkhuhlane wengqondo lowo iUnited Nations ithi hayi akuhlalwe phansi abantu belungiselwe khonoku abangancedwa ngakho. Ukuze lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasi nombolo lisifonele kanye cellphone la khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Yenza phinda njalo 001-202-619-2077. Yey, ngena nzulu.
Of course, Gibbs, before we bring in our guests or panelists, we just want to play this tape. It's an interview that was done by Studio 7's marvelous Mhlanganyawe with Dr. Sekai Niwatiwa, a psychiatrist. We'll just play it so that people can understand the discussion. It's a bit complicated, but of course, with the help of our panelists, we can unpack it. Of course, Marvela started by asking Dr. Niwatiwa about mental illnesses that are common in children.
We have what we call conduct disorder. We've got ADHD, we've got autism, we've got conduct disorders, also have adjustment disorders, and then we are seeing more and more substance abuse in children. and also children who are abused either sexually or physically or who are neglected.
What about in adults? Which are the most common mental health issues that you are seeing?
In adults, the whole spectrum can get usually depression and suicide, conditions like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, disorders related to childbirth like postpartum psychosis and depression, substance abuse, organic conditions are very common now with HIV being very prevalent, and also other organic conditions like dementia. They're not very common now, but you are beginning to see a crop of elderly people who have a dementia right now, or a form of mentally deterioration of higher faculty.
What are some of the contributing factors to some of the mental health issues that we're seeing?
Because for mental health issues are usually multifactorial, but currently, because of the harsh economic situation we're facing, people are losing their jobs willy-nilly. There are no new jobs available. Students who finish university, who finish even nursing teacher training, there are no jobs for them to do. So that bears very heavily on mental health issues.
What are some of the symptoms that people can look out for, you know, for one to realize that their loved one has a mental health condition?
Most people recognize that it is a mental health issue. Some people become extremely quiet. They withdraw from their everyday activities. They are tearful. They can't cope. Or sometimes they become very psychotic. You can't understand what the patient is saying. And some become aggressive. And the other conditions, they can be extremely happy, what we call manic depressive syndrome. One end of the spectrum, they are extremely happy, full of energy. You know, nothing can go wrong. And at the other end, they can be severely depressed. And then also the conditions of substance abuse and organic conditions.
That there was Dr. Sekai Niwatiwa, one of the country's leading psychiatrists, talking about mental health. Of course, we want to thank our live talk correspondent, Marvelous Mchanga Nyawi.
Kunjalo, yes, yambuwa kakulu. So, lapo ke, utohotela te kuluma ngako kuti, abantu anapala condition, uto a conduct disorder, enzi utabantu anapangazanu ya wabonti, pangani balupe kakulu. So, upindu wakulumu kutokunye kwenzuwa kuti abantu anilapa, bape mape mizintozi cheneyo, abanye futi banate bechayintozi jalo. Iba taleni ukulume ngaloko kutuwa depression, kutumuntu ya mbontu kwa wegi lesibili mzimbeni, jale ngondo siti niwe, schizophrenia layo, jalo lalaba okutuwa ngasukula, HIV, mwanu ya kipa kona pana, wapindo wakuluma nge dementia, kutumuntu sekulile, kwanini ngondo sibu ile muva. Upindo njalo wati, okunyo ngantu kwa koza loku, ama students apume college, anganele nkinga konapu. No msebenzi, no nothing, bakteni wazani, sebetwele nzimu.
Ongo, sezo, taura wana Gibbs hapa, chitaura mashoko wa Dr. Niwatiwa. Pani zikonzero za kasi ya nasia na zinozo pakuti vanvaite zirugerezo pfungwa, vamwe vanu zarwa nazo, vamwe vanu kanga nisika. Nezinu zaka siyana siyana mwana unengo chuona mwe msikanzu kwa yache inenge chitwa inenge ganya nyisa chimwe chirikune tsao Mzimbabwe inyaye mabasa dozo dozo itakuti vanu vapere vagumisire vaku warane zirwere zepungwa izo zine kuti vanenge wanyanyisa kufungisisa nekudaro ndozi mwenye yaza tinge chibata bata ipopano Gibbs. I think we have our guests lined up. First, we have Nicola Willis, Director, AfriCAID. Nicola, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We also have Sekuru Peter Sbanda, who is the Secretary for Education in ZINATA, Zimbabwe Traditional Healers Association. Sekuru Sbanda, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Aiwa, tirinani zvedu, kurise ikoko. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, I think we have Professor Elopis Banda as well, who is a university lecturer and medical practitioner. Good evening, Professor Spanda, and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Good evening,
good evening to an unfamiliar topic. I'm not a specialist
in that. Yes, so thank you very much for joining us. Let's start with you, Nicola Willis. Tell us, you are working with children, you know, who are actually affected by mental illness and so forth. Give us your take on this kind of subject and take it down to the World Health Mental Illness Day.
Yeah, well I'm working with children and adolescents living with HIV. So we're working in Harare and in provinces across Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And so our interest really is around sort of how we manage the HIV treatment and care. But then increasingly over the years, we've been seeing that a lot of the particularly the adolescents have been struggling with mental illness, particularly around depression. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to explore this a bit further because we were seeing that this was impacting on how they're managing with their medication for HIV, so their antiretroviral therapy. So we found that those who were more depressed found it more difficult to adhere to their ARVs. So I've just completed some research looking, working with a group of adolescents with HIV who had been diagnosed with depression. And so we really explored what their experiences were and what they attributed their depression to. And it was really interesting to hear their version of things and their model of depression. So they talked a lot about how different they feel from their peers. So because of their HIV status, they feel very different from their friends in school. Maybe they're not doing so well at school, or physically, their physical appearance is often different from their friends because their growth has been delayed and that's impacting on them. They described a feeling of really wanting to be important to others. So they talked a lot about feeling isolated and rejected as a result of being HIV positive. And very, very commonly, they talked about grief. So they've lost parents, they've lost siblings. And all of these experiences as they've been growing up through childhood and into adolescence have sort of impacted them on them to such an extent that they're now presenting with depression. So there are as we've already heard from Sakai, that depression is obviously multifactorial, but what was interesting is to hear from young people themselves what their experience. And suicide was also described, and they talked about how feeling depressed meant they wanted to end their life, and they didn't want to, they found it difficult to adhere to their ARVs. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Nicola. Please do stay on the line. Let's go to Dr. Elopi Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, I know this is not your exact specialty, but just talking about the issue of depression, for example, in Zimbabwe, we've had the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions saying that it is greatly concerned because the number of workers who have been laid off who are depressed is very, very high. How does this relate to the issue of jobs? Maybe we can talk a bit also about substance abuse and issues like that. I mean, looking at the country's economic situation.
I think Nicola's presentation really dovetails with what I do. Mm-hmm. I work with people with HIV and AIDS, mm-hmm. and therefore I can continue from where Nicola is stopped. Mm-hmm. She has looked at the children and all the challenges that they are facing, and we do also see those situations as well. Mm-hmm. In terms of mental illness, obviously, Dr. Nwatua has mentioned all the aspects, facets of mental illness. Mm-hmm. But what we commonly see in HIV clinics is depression. Mm-hmm. Is depression. And the depression that we see is due to all the factors that were outlined briefly by Nicola, mm-hmm. where first, the idea of being infected with HIV is a challenge to the individual. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to handle it as themselves. They don't know how to handle it within the family context. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to handle it in the workplace and at school. Mm-hmm. And they are usually left alone. Nobody else around them is able to help them. either because they are unable to disclose to every person that they meet that this is the status that they have, and because they are now left alone to deal with big problems, they end up in depression. And the issues of thinking about ending life occurs, and we have observed that as well. Not only in children, but also in adults, who think that they are no longer useful in the community, and therefore they think that it is best for them to end their lives. So what that underlines is that mental illness is a huge problem, which is poorly resourced. I don't know how many psychiatrists we have in the country. Dr. Nwadia will know. I don't think we have more than 10. We certainly don't have more than 20 psychiatrists in the whole country. And therefore, the extent to which we can reach out to the people with all the different conditions that are present with mental illness is very limited. It's very limited. And then we're losing people because we can't reach them. That's a big problem. There are various facets, of course. I live. You mentioned the issue. You asked me to talk about the issue of
the general economic problems. Yes,
the general economic problems. The several things that they bring forward. I think many parents and many fathers in Zimbabwe believe that it is their duty to bring food to the table, to make sure that their children go to school like they did, that the children eat like they did. And when you come to a situation where, as a father, you come home and you can't feed your children, you can't send your children to school, it really comes back to you and you become quite depressed, because why am I there for if I cannot? Why am I there for if I cannot feed my children? Why am I there for if I cannot send my children to school? And then people may want to look for the exit option. It's better for me not to be there than to be here and look at my children suffering. So that's how I think the economic situation is impacting. The economic situation, mental illness, is impacting on people's lives.
Thank you, Professor Sibanda. Regatiende kuna Sekuru Peter Sibanda kuzinata uko. Sekuru Sibanda, chii chino pakuti vanhu vapedzisire vorwara nezvirwere zvepfungwa pachivanhu zvinenge zvichifamba sei?
Mutsika dzedu dzechivanhu, kurwara kwepfungwa kuuya mune nzira dzakasiyana. Isu kuchivanhu tine marwariro ekuti pamwe unorohwa nezvinhu, munhu arohwa nezvidhoma. Tichitotaura tichiti zvidhoma kuchishona zvinoita kuti futi kuti munhu zvipenze munhu uyewo futi tichindo mune dzimwe tsika dzekuti raramiro yaunenge uchigara uchishaya chokuita zvinoita kuti munhu arware nepfungwa futi nekuti pfungwa dziya unenge usina nguva yekuzorora kufunga saka nemaomero akaitawo zvinhu zvinopenza futi izvozvo toyawo izvo zveuroyi uripo futi mukati mechime kupenza nekuti kana mbavha ikaba inokwanisa kupengeswa.
Of course you heard what Sekuru Peter Sibanda said there. Traditional beliefs, it can be caused by you are attacked by I don't know, tokoloshes or goblins. You know, even your living conditions, like what Professor Sibanda and Nicola have said, and also the issue of witchcraft. He said if you steal, you know, someone can make sure that you have that mental illness. So these are some of the beliefs that we have. Asi regati mbotanga tatora tisata dzokera kwa Gibbs mwemuterere aripo apa vamuzorori makadi
kuripo makadi blessings
aiwa isu tiripo hedu kuri sei South Africa
South Africa ngopia kia tiripo hedu
kuri kupisawo here kuri kupisawo zvakanyanya here
mazuva ano kuri kupisa matemperatures ari ngotambira kuma 30 something kuri kupisa chaiko
kuri kupisa nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa vamuzorori tiri kutaura nezvevanhu vanorarama nezvirwere zvepfungwa kana kuti people living with mental illnesses tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya nyaya yemataura iyi hei iya inosiririsa chaizvo yevarwere vepfungwa. Ini zvangu kumusha kwandobva ndobva panonzi kukuma chingongo mahuru pane hospital ndoti vapadhuze ndogara village 4 ndiri padhuze nehospital iyeye vagwere vepfungwa iyi. Saka hei ndopaunoona kuti shuwa life yakaoma. Usiku ndakatomboti ndakatorara ndiriko kumba uku pakati pousiku ndongonzwa kune munhu ari kutaura ndikatovhura dhoo ndokutoona akatogara panze murwere angatotiza kuhospital usiku. Ndikatomutora ndikanomusiya kuhospital usiku ihwohwo ndatoona kutoti hapana ndikangoregedza endeya kwanguva yechando yemuna naJuni achitohuta nechando ndikatomutora ndikanomusiya kuhospital.
Asi vamuzorodzi, asi vanhu muZimbabwe mungati vanonyatsonzwisisa here dambudziko iro riri kana kuti varenge vachitoseka vamo?
Ndinoona sokuti vazhinji havanga ongo pano nepapo vanogona kuwanika vanoseka zvavo varwere vepfungwa, but isi kunzvimbo yatiri tinotonyatsotonzwisisa kutoti izvi hazvii zvinhu zvekutoseka izvi, nokuti wandakatoperekedza usiku hwacho waitotaura zvekutoti inenge akaita hameno kuti incident yekuti kufemili vanenge vakauraya munhu kana kuti nekutoti vaingotaura zvekungoti takauraya munhu. Saka ndezvimwe zvatinoona kuti zvinoafekta mumhuri zvemumadhinza, vamwe vanopengeswa nengozi tinoziva kuti kuchivanhu isitoti kune ngozi. Kana kumhuri kune munhu akauraya munhu, otherwise kunogona kungomuka mungozi ichiita zvekuti inopengesa vanhu. Ndozviya kana kuroyana chaiko mukurarama kwedu isu vanhu vatema tine bhilishi iyoyo kuti zviriko zvinhu zvakadaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamuzorori nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda, blessings.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course you heard what Mr. Mzorori said there. He's also talking about the issue of avenging spirits or ngozi. Later on I think we'll discuss with that with Sekuru Peter Sbanda. But he's saying if you murder someone, there are these problems that arise. But of course I also asked him if people in Zimbabwe do understand that this is an illness, and and he said he lives near Ngomahuru psychiatric hospital, and he says people around his area generally understand these people must be treated with dignity. Gibbs.
Yeah, I'll just summarize what Nicola and Professor Spando were saying ngesindebele. Yeah, sizwile lapha ke u Nicola Willis ekhuluma ukuthi ongani kuyakhataza ngabantwana laba abale HIV babe bonazani sebebodwa. Sebona zani bayahlekwa ngabanye njalo bezokungazani sebekhethwa, ngakho ke lokhu kugcina kusenza ukuthi bawe lo mkhuhlane wengqondo. Ebesiphinde wathi njalo abanye bafisa lokuzibulala. Lokhu ke kugcizelelwe nguprofesa ke u-Elop Sbanda, yena ungudokotela omkhulu sibili kodwa lobe engakhangeli kakhulu kweze umkhuhlane wengqondo. Uthe ungazani sibili kuyahlupha umkhuhlane lowo. Ebadaleni uthe ye kukhona ukuthi nxa umuntu engasenelisi ukuthi adingele abantu bakhe ukudla njengoba ke umkhonomi kumbe ngithi umnotho ungamanga kuhle umuntu uyagcina sengazani segula khonaphana umkhuhlane wengqondo. Then wasekuwi Sekuru Sbanda, blessing. Sekuru Sbanda uthe ye kulakho ukuthi abantu beshaya ngotikoloji lokhu ngokwesintwini phela, kumbe abanye badi ngondofa. Kuzobuya futhi lokuthi abanye baphumula ingqondo, kuzokuphinda futhi lokuthi abanye bangalweka. So nizabuyela kuSbanda singakayi kuNicola Willis. Ngibuze ke lo mbuzo baba Sbanda ukuthi njengoba kungani kulabanye abacabangela ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ubuya ngokuloywa kumbe into ezinjalo, kambe kungafundiswana njani labo zinata khonapho ukuthi kuphume sibili ukuthi kanti lokho kume njani? Kukhona
babili ngophi?
Ye, udokotela professor ngwakhe ye usifica mfundo Sbanda, qhubeka baba.
Hayi, oko kuloywa angikwazi, esakufunda emabhukwini ayisikho ukuthi kuloloya nokuthi ayimkhoba, asikwazi. So esikwaziyo ukuthi umkhuhlane wengqondo uba khona nxa umuntu edidekile engqondweni. Izinto ezingamkhathaza ziningi, zingabe ziwumkhuhlane, zingabe ziyinzalwa layo, zingabe izinto ezihambe emdeni wakibo ukuthi umalumakhe uyise emkhulu wayevele egula umkhuhlane wengqondo.
njengoba umntwana lo esezaba inzalo yalabo bantu, ama genes awomkhuhlane naye amfikele lowo mntwana. Kwesingelisiyakwazi iyashiyana imikhuhlane, iyashiyana njalo indlela ukuthi umuntu azabe lawo umkhuhlane ukuthi ifike njani kuyo iyashiyana, kusiya ngokuthi imikhuhlane yakho neyiphi iminenge.
Yes, I also call you Professor Ubambe Konapunga in Kachana. So for the benefit of Nicola and other people who may be not understanding this kind of language, you know, what Professor Spando was saying is that, you know, this disease comes in many forms. Could be hereditary, could be anything, but it doesn't believe in witchcraft. It says, no, he didn't do this at school. Maybe you may believe in it, but he didn't do it. So then you hear from... Maybe
is that so, Professor Asbanda?
Dad.
Professor Asbanda?
I'm here.
Okay, I said, was that the proper translation?
It was.
Okay, I don't like it when Gibbs is translating for professors.
No.
Okay, let's bring Nicola. Nicola, talking about you outlined some of the problems that the children that you are working with are facing. In terms of intervention, do you feel enough is being done to treat them?
Well, I think as Professor Banda said, it's a real challenge because of the limited number of mental health trained personnel in the country, and so they're doing phenomenal work, but completely overstretched, and even then, the psychiatrists are in the urban areas, and so what happens for those children and adolescents, and of course adults, beyond living in the rural areas, for example. So one approach that we're taking where I work is training young people living with HIV to counsel and support their peers who are struggling with depression, and we're finding wonderful results with that. Of course, that's done in combination with professional counselors and psychiatrists where we can. But there's a real urgent need to be looking at sustainable interventions where we can be assessing young people who do have mental health needs, and then to ensure that they get the right care and support. So I think we really need to look at approaches that are feasible in our context.
Thank you so much, and please do stay on the line. Let's go back to Sekuru Sbanda. Sekuru Sbanda, can these mental health problems be cured by members of Zinata?
Yes, it can be cured. Actually, with our Zimbabwean tradition, we used to treat it in our own culture through the members of the Zimbabwe Traditional Healers Association. They were the only people who could heal, of which we understand, yes, the problem of mental illness. We know it's... We as traditional healers, we believe that they come either through witchcraft or either but also other natural ways whereby one can be mentally ill due to some circumstances like problems which is having some kind of depression and stress.
Sekuru Sbanda, ndimbokubatei muromo, rambai yenyumuri parunari. Nicola and Professor Sbanda, please do stay on the line. We are taking a short break for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Geoffrey, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.